President Trump wants Turkey to stop its military incursion into Syria. Trump is sending Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Istanbul to relay that demand. The president said today that we'd want to see wars stop on a humanitarian basis. He also said the Kurds, whom the U.S. once fought with, were no angels. And Trump also added that this is not America's fight. He wished the new players in the conflict a lot of luck.
So if Russia wants to get involved with the with Syria, that's really up to them.
What could actually come out of a meeting between American and Turkish officials is unclear. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan refused to meet with a delegation led by Vice President Pence, then said he would. What is clear, Syrians are suffering, even Syrians who have fled their country. Reporter Duri Baskaran is in Istanbul. Duri, if these two sides meet, Team Pence and Erdogan, what is on the table?
The U.S. has been calling for Turkey to stop this military action in northern Syria. They've released a set of sanctions the other day, including this massive tariff on steel, about 50%. And this puts pressure on Erdogan to stop attacking northern Syria, but he also doesn't want to look like he's capitulating to foreign pressure, particularly when it was President Trump who opened the door for the invasion in the first place, when he released a statement saying that if Turkey invaded, the U.S. would do nothing.
Right. Well, when it comes to getting out of Syria, Erdogan has been pretty firm in his position. He refuses to leave Syria until the terrorists leave. And he seems to be referring to the Kurds as terrorists. What's the background to that?
He's referring specifically to the Kurdish-led militias who were backed by the U.S. in the fight against ISIS. They consider themselves an offshoot of the PKK, which is a violent Kurdish insurgency based in southeast Turkey. Now, they've been waging this insurgency for decades. NATO was very involved during the Cold War, but has since considered it more of a domestic threat to Turkey. And in Turkey's eyes, they don't think NATO is taking it seriously, which is somewhat true. The PKK doesn't really target foreigners.
So just this afternoon at a press conference, President Trump said this.
Now, the PKK, which is a part of the Kurds, as you know, is probably worse at terror and more of a terrorist threat in many ways than ISIS.
I mean, how would that be received where you are in Istanbul? And how would that be received in northern Syria, do you think?
Well, I think there's two different answers to that. Turkey definitely sees the PKK as a terrorist group that has waged a violent insurgency for decades. But as far as comparing them to ISIS, I think it's two very different groups. What the PKK wants is to establish a Kurdish state. ISIS, they directly target foreigners, and that's why the international community has made it a priority, I think, to go after them first.
Duri, since the beginning of the war in Syria in 2011, millions of refugees left the country and got displaced from their homes. But at the same time, there are a lot of people who have left Syria who are now returning. Who are they?
Right. So this was somewhat surprising to me, too. The UN says at least 77,000 Syrian refugees living in other countries have returned to Syria in the past 2 years.
Syria is still a conflict zone, though. For people who are returning, why do they choose to go back?
For a lot of people, they, even though living under the Assad regime is a very authoritarian, very much a police state, they decide to take their chances. I know Syrians who have residency permits in Turkey who go home to see their family for the holidays. Also, on the other side of it, in both Turkey and Lebanon, while the situation is slightly different in both countries, they've both created a series of policies that make it more difficult for refugees to live and work there. And so people say there's no future for me here. I can't go on to Europe. I'm going to go home.
Yeah, so maybe with some luck they get reunited with families back in Syria. But I mean, once they're there, what do they do? What are they up against?
There is a report out today by an organization here called the Syrian Association for Citizens' Dignity. It pulls together 165 interviews from people living in regime-held areas. About half of them return to those areas from Turkey or Lebanon. So the study's authors say the people who face some of the biggest risks returning to Syria are young men who are often conscripted and forced to fight in the Syrian army. The person who explained this to me was Dr. Mazen Ksibi. He's a dentist in Damascus before the war. Today he lives in Turkey and heads the organization that released his report. And he said that a lot of these men who are forced into the army after returning, they're looked upon with more suspicion. And so they're sent immediately to the front lines.
They put them in the front. Like shield, you know, human shield.
Duri, as I said, you're in Istanbul. For the Syrians who are still there watching all of this, what does this mean for them?
Syrians living in Turkey say they have three choices right now. They can stay and deal with increasingly strict residency permit rules in Turkey. They can take their chances on a boat to Europe, even though that's becoming more and more dangerous. Or they can wait for the violence to die down and eventually return to Syria. Dr. Kasibi, for example, he has two brothers still in Syria, and he says they were arrested, but he had to cut off contact with them anyway when he was out, because he didn't want them to get in trouble for being in contact with someone in a country like Turkey.
When you see the results, how the bodies come to their families from the prison of Assad, it's better you don't say any word.
It's extremely dangerous to go back. And that's kind of the decision that people are making right now. It's a blind choice.
That was reporter Duri Baskaran in Istanbul.